This is just a sample of the amazing finds that we've got from this site. We've got quite domestic-looking tools. This type of thing would probably have been used to pierce holes in animal skin. We've also found much bigger tools. This is a absolutely brilliant tranchet axe. These things are the Porsche of the Mesolithic, really top-quality flint, used for making boats and chopping down trees. It's not just about stone and flint tools, though. We've got about 700 animal bones, and they're really big. These are from aurochs. These are three times the size of a normal cow. We have at least six aurochs in our assemblage. They must have been local. They're so big, it would have taken a big effort to have transported them a long way. So these animals are probably around Amesbury and Stonehenge. Perhaps the people living all around where we are now are seeing these animals move across the landscape and getting opportunities to hunt them.
The existence of a large clearing in otherwise dense forest made this a natural and bountiful hunting ground.
One of the reasons why it was an open plain, perhaps, was because aurochs are such voracious eaters. They're like nature's vacuum cleaners. Any woodlands or bush growth wouldn't have stood much of a chance if you had a large herd of animals moving through a place like this. As we move down in this landscape, we begin to be part of a funnel.